Kyle Rittenhouse broke down in tears on the witness stand at his murder trial Wednesday as he described how he is being pursued by the first man he shot and killed during a night of turbulent protest in the U.S. state of Wisconsin last year. Rittenhouse, now 18, said Joseph Rosenbaum was running at him from one side and another protester with a gun in front of him. He sobbed, recounting the story during his testimony.
There were three people right there.
The judge called for a break in testimony to allow Rittenhouse to regain his composure. Rittenhouse is charged with killing two people and wounding another during racial justice protests in Wisconsin last summer. He has pleaded not guilty and has said he acted in self-defense. The United States has reopened its borders to international travelers, allowing fully vaccinated people to enter for non-essential reasons from dozens of countries that have been shut out for about 20 months. The new policy comes just in time for the holiday shopping season, offering hope for workers and businesses run near the border and those who are looking forward to family reunions. Businesses on the U.S. side of the border rely heavily on visitors from Mexico and have faced major losses since the beginning of the pandemic. Polish authorities say two groups of migrants managed to cross the border from Belarus into Poland, but that all migrants were detained. Poland's defense ministry also accused Belarusian forces Wednesday of firing shots into the air in a border area where migrants have set up a makeshift camp. The ministry posted a video with noises of what sounded like the shots. It's impossible to independently verify that information. This is VOA News. The British hosts of the UN Climate Conference have called on countries to raise their ambitions to cut greenhouse gas emissions by next year, acknowledging that current pledges fall short of what is needed to avert climate catastrophe. The first draft of the conference conclusion, which must now be negotiated by the almost 200 countries present in Glasgow and agreed by the close of the two-week talks Friday, was released early Wednesday. It asks countries to revisit and strengthen the 2030 targets in their nationally determined contributions as necessary to align with the Paris Agreement temperature goal by the end of 2022. There are widely differing views among nations at the COP26 climate summit on the right time frame for revisiting national carbon emission reducing pledges, the Swiss environment minister said Wednesday. She said, quote, views still differ widely, of course, as to what should be the preferred time frame for NDCs to be applied from 2031 onwards, end quote. She added that some nations wanted five-year cycles, others hoped for changes after every stock take, and a smaller group of countries wanted more flexibility and to do a 10-year cycle. Despite soaring infections, Croatia has become a new favorite spot for Russian citizens seeking vaccination with Western shots that are needed for travel around Europe and the U.S. At the biggest vaccination facility in the capital, Zagreb, there is a separate queue for foreigners. Officials said they are mostly Russians who come to Croatia, usually on a one-day trip, to get vaccinated. A coordinator at the Zagreb Fair Vaccination Center said foreigners who get their shots then have to wait 2 weeks for their vaccine passports. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen said Wednesday its latest airstrikes killed another 60 Houthi forces near Marib, the last government stronghold in the north. Eight military vehicles were destroyed and 60 Houthis killed in 11 operations over 24 hours, it said in a statement carried by the official Saudi press agency. The coalition has reported high death tolls on a near daily basis by the coalition. The Iran-backed Shiite Houthis rarely comment on casualties, which cannot be independently verified. Paris Saint-Germain women's soccer player Aminata Diallo has been arrested in connection with a violent assault on a teammate and fellow French national player last week, her club said. Diallo was returning with fellow midfielder Kiera Hamari from a Paris dinner organized by the PSG late last Thursday when armed men held up their car, dragged out Hamari, and then hit her on the legs with an iron bar, a French newspaper reported. Hamari was hospitalized and notably absent from the team Tuesday for a Champions League game. Diallo played in her place.